Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
So it looked like I had like a big ass, like dripping cum stain on the outside of my skin.
But I gotta just take the trash out.
What? You can't do it after?
Ba-da-da-da! Insecure. Jillin.
It's Jillin.
And I'm sitting there, you know, like, doing it.
You look at movies.
I like that Ewok song.
I do too.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 75 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. Jim.
Do I go now?
You can.
I'm Dylan.
And I'm Mike.
I kind of like that.
What do we got? An action-packed adventure episode for everyone listening tonight.
Do we?
We do indeed.
Wait, what happens if they're not listening tonight? What happens if they're listening during the day?
But it is still tonight. It doesn't matter. We're not going to say the date. It's tonight. They're listening to it tonight.
So, real quick, did you post your picture, your black and white picture, Dylan?
My black and white picture?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
I tagged you today.
Oh, that thing. I can't believe you did that. No, I didn't do it yet.
I did it for two reasons.
Was one of them to annoy me?
Yes.
Well, it worked.
And the other one was because I knew if I tagged you, you could not do it.
Dude,
hold on a second, though. How would you know that he wouldn't not do it? Because, I mean, he can't even... You can't even post episode posts.
Oh, man. You know what? This is the last episode. Good walking.
That's awesome. I didn't even see that coming. That was good, Mike.
Waka waka. Wait, is Dylan crying?
Sarah, they're mean. Now. It's okay, Dylan. Just ignore them. And I'm just talking to myself to make myself feel better.
It's okay, young Dylan.
So what were you going to say, Dylan, that after
I would say, you're so right. I'm totally going to do it. It's so stupid.
But you're like, I don't know how to say it.
I don't want to.
What's that?
I really don't want to. I have no desire to do that.
But you will.
Well, you should just post like a picture of like your screen of your iMac. While you're recording the podcast. And
why would anybody fucking want to see that?
I don't know. Why did anybody want to see your desk?
Oh, no, I meant the Mac.
Oh.
Yeah, you meant the Mac.
I don't know. I don't know why anybody would want to see a Mac. I know someone who was thrilled to see Jim's desk today.
Was it you?
No, it was Dottie of Dottie Kin's Ugly Shirts.
Oh, yeah. I have my Dottie Kin logo up there.
Yeah? Yeah. She immediately noticed that, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but you know what? When you do get shirts from Dottie, you know you're going to get a quality that's second to none.
Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of which, I mean, it's holiday season. You know, if you want a great product... You know, if you don't like anything that Dottie does, which I don't understand how you could not like her stuff. I know our buddy Shad also has prints that he's selling right now. What's the name of that print, Jim? I know it's like an Endor scene.
Yeah, it's on Endor. I can't remember the actual name of it. Yeah. Let me look at it.
But if you have a big Star Wars fan in your family or in your circle of friends, you know, maybe you might want to consider getting them a nice print from Shad.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that for sure.
Yeah.
If anybody's looking for a jersey, you know, you can go to Dan Silent Bob and buy a jersey from there, or go to Grinder Jerseys and commission your own jerseys to be made.
Yeah, man.
Jim, you sounded really unenthused about pimping your own site.
What?
You're just like, well, you know, you can go to this site if you want to. It's cool.
Well...
You need a little more pep in your talk.
Well, I was actually scrolling through Shad's feed to try to find the name of the...
A little more pizzazz, if you will.
That's who we need. We need Dusty Rhodes to pimp it.
Oh, I tell you what, you go to groundedjersey.com and you can get a jersey commissioned. You know, get whatever you want on it. Maybe get a black and yellow polka dotted jersey. You know, it'd be an American dream kind of jersey.
Very nice. Wow.
Yeah, man, it's, Dusty with the idea for a jersey.
It's on point too. Dusty knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And, to he answer your question, does. Mike, it's called the Keepers of Endor.
Ah, the Keepers of Endor. Yeah, go check our friend Shad out. You know, just in time for the holidays, you can get a nice print. You know.
True that.
I got mine. I'm waiting to get a frame for it. You know, I gotta head out to the. To the purveyors of framing here in lovely Rochester, New York, and get myself a frame for the damn thing so I can hang it up.
Yeah, I've got a stack of 11 by 17 frames that I have waiting.
Nice. But yeah, check out all of our friends that are selling shit for just in time for the holidays. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, but if you want to check our shit out, you can check us out at Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
You can email us if you'd like to any information on Rain Pants. Mike knows them well at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or go to www.JimsBBQPod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
I tell you what, if you want to hear a little tale about my rain pants, just wait till the end of the episode. Well, I'll drop a little Easter egg in there about my rain pants. But don't forget, you can
So if somebody wants to get into your pants, they just need to wait till the end.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Exactly, Jim. Because, hey, you know what? Sometimes waiting is the hardest part. You know what I'm saying?
What was that laugh? Well, I know what that laugh is.
Wait, you see. Mm-hmm. So, boys, what are you guys throwing on your
colors tonight? Oh, wait a second. Hold on a minute. You're wanting to skip something because we know that, much to your chagrin.
Oh, here it comes.
I don't know how to finish the sentence, but much to your chagrin, you don't want people to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Well, you know what? Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's
chagrin.
Boulevard. So now what were you saying about throwing stuff down our gullets?
What do you guys got going on? You got some brouhahas?
Yeah, I got some brews going. You got, are you brewing anything over there, Dylan?
Yeah, I got a brews or two. What's your brews from, Mike? Liz?
Mm-mm. Man, it's funny you said that. I actually do have a brews, like just below my shoulder from hockey, from not this past Monday, but the previous Monday. I took a slap shot and it hit me right in the shoulder. And I got like still this like yellowing purplish bruise on, like it's almost like to my armpit. It's weird. It's
got a nice marbling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, when you
that's the only bruise I have on me. But as far as brews go, I'm drinking Hardywood's gingerbread stout.
Man, we're talking about getting in your pants. Now you're talking about Hardywood. Like, Mike's on a tear tonight.
There's kind of a theme going on here.
So when you got hit with that slap shot, Mike, did you go like this and wait for it. So did you go like this? Ow.
Yes, that's exactly what I did. It's exactly how it sounded.
I knew it.
Now, I'll tell you what, that thing, I mean, it dropped me to my knees. It
I thought he was talking about a different thing.
I thought he was talking about that hard wood. He's dropping to his knees for that hard wood.
Well, if you knew how delicious this beer was, maybe you might drop to your knees.
How delicious is the hard wood?
Is it a stout?
It's what's that?
Is it a stout?
It is. It's a gingerbread stout.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're kind of getting into that season where these Christmas beers start coming out, right? And this one's from a brewery down in Richmond, Virginia. And it's delicious. It tastes like a gingerbread cookie, but in stout form.
Hmm.
So it's got that nice taste of ginger and honey, kind of sugary. It's really freaking good.
Hmm.
It's so delicious.
What was that one I just picked up for you guys? I picked up one for me, too, to try it.
Oh, shit.
The ginger, or no, not the ginger, the Christmas.
Oh, the Christmas Bomb.
Christmas Bomb, that's it.
Yeah, that one should be nice. You'll probably enjoy that one.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. Yeah, and Sean gave me a hard time because, you know, he's been dying to try.
Wait, he gave you a hard time?
Yeah, like hardwood, but like, cause we even talked about it today. He's like, when are you busting open that Dark Lord? I'm like, dude, it's gotta age, man. You can't just crack that open. So he's like, oh, you're gonna even drink that Christmas Bomb, or do you have to wait till next year to drink it? I'm like, wow.
Wow, man.
I was like, I think that I'll probably throw back.
Yeah, that would probably be a good one. You know, you have, you know, maybe like a, like if you have like a holiday gathering, maybe you, you know, if you have a holiday gathering and you and Sean are together, maybe you crack that one open together, you know?
Yeah, there's a couple beers that I got set aside. There's like three or four that I got set aside that I want to bring to him and Roy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, one of the two Dark Lords that I have are, well, the one I'm saving for us, and then the other one I'm saving to share with him and Roy.
Oh, you're saving a Dark Lord for us?
Yeah, for year three.
Ah, nice.
Mm. Speaking of Dylan to be into it, I mean, you know, not that I'm trying to cut you out of the conversation at all, Dylan, but it's kind of like a conversation me and Mike, you know, I need to ask Mike about, but... since Dylan's been, how shall I say, very smitten and enamored with his woman,
mm-hmm.
Have you noticed a decline in our conversations with him and, you know, just his overall, just, you know, availability?
Well, here's my take on this, Jim.
Are you calling me out?
Oh, no, I'm talking to Mike.
What do you mean you're talking to Mike?
His availability from, like, say, Friday evening to, like, Sunday evening is non-existent.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you send a message out, and it's, like, 3 days later, you're like, hey, guys, what's going on? It's Monday.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I mean, it's kind of... It's still kind of new and fresh for him, you know?
To be honest, I mean, I'm happy. I completely expect the weekend thing. It's kind of during the week that shocks me a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, even just during the day, I mean, I know...
Dude, that's because I'm at fucking work.
I'm just saying.
Not like I spend my days getting paid and, like, just, you know, texting Sarah and shit. It's like, I got fucking crazy shit to do at work.
Oh, I just figured, I mean, I knew it was crazy and we've all been busy. I just figured that the just random jokes or I just pooped messages we get were just replaced with messages to her.
Yeah, it's all about my work poops now.
So.
Huh. Well, that's an interesting take on that, Jim.
I don't know, but I don't know. Not that, hey, Sarah, if you listen to this one, not saying it's a bad thing, just a little jealous, that's all.
I think she's going to be highly offended.
I don't think so.
Having met her, I don't think she'll be offended at all.
She's probably just going to be like, Jim's a Sarge.
If anything, she'll probably be like, yeah, I got him wrapped around my finger.
Oh, wait a sec.
That's definitely not true.
Can we go back? Can we go back a little bit? Does she actually, has she started you to use the term Sarge now?
She hasn't, but she's cognizant of what it means. Like, I will just be like, fucking Sarge, and she'll be like, fucking Sarge.
I thought you said she did drop it just one time, and you kind of looked at her, and you were like, what?
She did do that, and I was kind of like, I had that kind of exact reaction.
Yeah.
I said that to, did I tell you guys that I said that to a coworker? Like, that wasn't at, you know, and I moved to my new job, not Supercellars, and we were trying to move a desk, and we called him over. We're like, we need help moving this. So I grab one corner, someone else grabs another corner, someone else grabs another corner. We all lift it up, and he's like reading something on the fucking wall, or like looking at a picture, and we're just like, dude, why aren't you fucking helping us? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh my god, fucking Sarge over here. He goes, what the fuck did you just call me? Like, he wasn't even angry because he didn't know what the hell I called him. And I said, I just looked at him. I said, you heard me.
Wow.
He probably just still didn't know what to do.
But then he went to, like, the other guys, like, afterwards and went, like, what the fuck's wrong with Dylan? What the hell? Like, Sarge? What the fuck does that mean?
And they're like, I don't know, but you're an idiot.
Yeah, and they probably went to the internet and looked it up, and it was probably on UrbanDictionary.com. They were like, Sarge, in reference to Jim's Barbecue podcast.
Have we ever actually looked it up?
I don't know. We should make an Urban Dictionary entry, though.
I think Dave Mader looked it up, and according to, well, actually, the first two are, the first one is, I remember the one that Dave said, the second one is fairly, you know, proper for us. The top definition is someone who excessively masturbates to the point of genital damage.
A Sarge?
The second one is, a Sarge is a large shit or a massive dump or stool.
And that's an Urban Dictionary? Where did you look that up at?
An Urban Dictionary.
I'm intrigued now.
And the sentence for the example is, dude, after eating granola cereal for breakfast, I had to take a Sarge. It sure did stink.
I guess it can kind of apply, but...
It literally means anything. I mean,
yeah, it's incredibly apropos.
It's like the word Smurf.
Another word for a see you next Tuesday, in polite terms, a twat. It is just a general insult. And if someone does something to annoy you, you may call them a Sarge.
That's the most accurate.
That's incredibly accurate.
What is this? An old man that likes to snip little boys' bicycle seats?
What?
Is that another Sarge?
This is just the most ridiculous. An elderly Jewish lady who takes rectal temperatures at the doctor's office.
Wow. Okay.
And then there's like the main, like a main character from the show Red versus Blue, to masturbate in a public area. Wild, out of control, perverted Joker of the pack, freak between the sheets.
I've watched Red versus Blue. Sarge is a funny character.
He is a funny character. That's about it.
But yeah, Dylan, I know
a few of those almost kind of fit, you know.
Right, the third one's the best one.
Definitely number two fits well.
Two and three fits the best.
I don't know. The one that gets me the most is probably the old Jewish lady one. It's just so specific.
So Dylan, what in the world are you drinking tonight?
Well, Mike, I'm drinking something from a brewery that's a collaboration, actually. One of the breweries is one that you like a lot. It's
collaborate and listen.
With a brand new edition, something grabs a hold of me tightly, flows like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Crush your speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gang way. You better hit the bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while Dylan revolves it.
That was good.
Nicely done, Jim.
Sorry, you started it. I had to finish it.
You caught me off guard, though, Mike, because you're just like, stop! And I was like, oh my god, is he going to guess what beer it is?
No.
You just like, stop. I was like, oh, well, when Mike says stop, you stop.
Nope, I was just going for the cheap joke.
Anyway, this is a collaboration between Burial and Jackie O's. It's called Black Falls. It's a Baltic porter made with spice bush. Spicy bush? Spice bush. It's got a spicy bush in it.
Dude, this is like the innuendo of all innuendo episodes.
It sounds like it would go well with my Hardywood.
Oh, yeah. It's a spicy bush right below the Hardywood.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it. I'm digging it. What about you, Tim?
I actually do not have mine out right now, but if you guys want to give me a minute, I can be right back.
What, you got to unzip your pants?
Pretty much.
Oh, I think the summary episode of this one's just going to be like when the episode where the boys just talk about poop and their wieners.
What?
We were talking about taking a big dump and it's called a Sarge.
Why did you say poop and their wieners?
Because you just said we're talking about Hardywood.
Were you following that, Mike?
I
don't know, man.
You just said you didn't have yours out. That sounded like an innuendo to me.
Excuse me while Jim whips it out.
Hold on. Talk about me while I'm gone. I'll be right back.
Is that how long it is? You have to walk all the way over there to get it?
What's funny, he says that, but anytime I end up leaving the chair and put my headphones down, I hear all what you guys say about me while I'm gone.
Oh, you must have that shit cranked up to 11.
Oh, no, on the recording after the fact.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, like, to hear it back, like, you know, like a week later or whatever how long it takes, like, for me to get to editing it. It's just pretty funny, that's all. One time I was like, oh, those fucking assholes. A couple weeks ago, I really had that reaction. I was like, oh, those fucking dicks.
What did we say that could have
happened? I don't remember, but I was just like, oh, those guys were a bunch of dicks there.
I can't imagine we said anything that bad. Like, oh, Mike, he probably has a small wiener.
Who's got a small wiener?
Mike.
Dylan.
Anthony Wiener?
He said it. He probably does.
Yeah, I think he does, doesn't he? Wasn't that proven with the pictures or whatever that he took of himself and sent to that woman or whatever?
Fuck that guy, man.
Okay. Well, somebody must have. He was sending dick pics all over the place.
What the hell is this thing? Oh, it's the on and off switch.
So, Jim, you're back. What in the fuck are you drinking tonight?
Give me a second.
He just got a bottle of Poland Spring.
Oh my god, what kind of production is this? That
it's a huge production, dude. This is high value production. It's Jim's BBQ podcast.
All this for a fucking what are you drinking segment.
Guys ready for it?
I am drinking a Sprecher's cream soda.
I swear to God, I will not punch you. Ready? Ready?
I am drinking a vanilla Coke.
Oh, he's actually not.
Oh, look at that. He's got the nuttiest professor.
Yeah.
How's that?
He just took a sip of it. That was his reaction.
Really?
I said yeah. That was my sarcastic yeah.
So I know you got a couple of bottles of that for me. So how is it?
Oh, I'm drinking one of yours.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What?
I said just wait a second. So I'm drinking something with spicy bush, and Mike's got Hardwood, and yours is a little bit nutty.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Nuttiest Professor Barrel Aged Imperial Peanut Stout. The first thing I noticed when I opened it up, it's not a twist off, first of all.
What do you think you're drinking, a fucking Yingling?
Well, was it corked?
No, it's a
did you have to pry it off?
Yeah, you had to use a bottle opener.
Most beers are that way.
I know, but unless I'm around you guys, I don't have one readily available.
I gotcha.
So, anyway, first of all, the first thing I noticed...
Had to chew it off.
No, I opened it. I cracked it off the corner of the counter.
With my brute strength.
It was. But the very first thing I noticed, as soon as I opened it up, I could smell it. I poured it out, and I was like, holy fuck, dude. It's like, actually kind of smells like a wine. It's so strong.
Mm. Like very boozy?
Yes.
Okay.
It really, now that I'm sniffing it, it very much smells like a beer.
Wait, what are you sniffing?
The peanut. My nuts. Oh. smells good, tastes good. It's,
Did you hear his little lip smacking?
Dude, I was about to say that was almost a Dylan-esque taste of a beer.
Mm. That's actually who I was imitating, so it's pretty good.
I figured that's what you were going for.
It is very, very, as soon as it hits you.
As soon as the nuts hit you?
Very boozy, very strong, but you can taste the peanuts. It's got a great taste to it. Like, the boozy taste hits you right away, and it goes right away, and then you can taste the peanuts.
Cool. That sounds like a very interesting beer. I can't wait to try it.
It's very unique. I don't know, there's some other flavors in it. I can't put my can't really tell. Like,
you can't put your nuts on?
You can't put your tongue on it?
Mm-hmm. But after the first rush of flavor hits you, it's a wave of peanutty goodness.
You know what he sounds? You know who he sounds like? He sounds like Homer mocking somebody on The Simpsons.
Well, that's perfect because it's very mocking tone.
Yeah, that's kind of what he was going for.
Oh, look at me!
I like that glass that you have too, Jim.
You know where I got that? You know that place in Dayton you sent me?
Ah! Oh, Ollie's place, I bet, right?
Yep, that's where I got it.
Yeah. Sorry, I almost dropped my
It's phone. A Troutwood Lager glass, Dayton's original tin can trailer.
Yeah. Warpwing Brewing.
Yes, it is.
Yep, yep. Yeah, Ollie's place. If you ever go to Dayton, Ohio, highly recommend it. They have a beer store on one side of it, and then a bar/restaurant on the other side. It's fantastic.
Yeah, dude, this is weird, dude. It's very.
It's a beer haven in right in the heart of Dayton, Ohio.
It's a very interesting flavor. This Nutty Professor.
I can't wait to try it, man. I gotta get those beers from you. We gotta figure something out there.
Yeah, I liked what you said about maybe meeting up in an area and doing dinner or lunch on a weekend or something. Late lunch or late dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, because that's only like 2.5 for me.
Yeah, it's about 1.5 for me. What sucks is there's really nothing in between Erie and...
There's nothing in between Erie and Buffalo.
But, I mean, I'm sure if you look hard enough...
Unless you count Fredonia, but Fredonia is... Kind of, there's nothing there.
Verdoni?
Jonya.
I mean, if we looked hard enough next time you were through or I was through, we could probably find something halfway. But it's probably slim pickings too. But
I'm not opposed to Erie because of Primati Brothers, and then there's a Wegmans there, and they have different beer there. So.
Oh well. Let's do it then. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But
we'll figure something out.
I just I needed to take a break and you know, this is a very time sensitive, this just in kind of thing. A good friend of ours, Jeff Quigley, posted 29 minutes ago with a picture. It says 2017 has gone too fucking far, and I'll send it to you guys right now. I'm sure Dylan will post it up, but the picture says it's guy on a news channel. You know how they have a little ticker thing on the bottom where they tell you the guy's name and then, like, what they're there for or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I know where you're going.
It says Keith Brony.
Oh, maybe not.
Emoji translator.
Oh. You know what I thought it was going to be? Was the one that of Louis C.K. that's been floating around.
That's another topic. Shit, thank you. I wanted to tell you to add that to our list, but... I'll get to
Louis
in a minute.
C.K.?
Yes. I just sent you guys the picture of the guy. I don't... What is an emoji translator?
Well, I don't know.
But here's my point.
You know what's disappointing is that's the BBC. You would think that it would be a little more highbrow.
Yeah, I expect a lot more from them, first of all. And second of all, the other reason I'm bringing this up is because if this dude can fucking be an emoji translator, Dylan, I think you should just start promoting yourself as one and see if you can just start making from bank from it.
Yeah, I really should.
I mean, dude, you're not far from New York. You could be on all the Today shows and all the shit and night shows. I mean, fucking do it.
I really should.
How awesome would that be 3 months from now? Just see you walking on to, like, the Colbert show. Be like, Dylan Gonzalez, emoji translator.
How much tail do you think an emoji translator gets?
How much what?
Tail.
Not as much as Dylan, but I bet you get some. Dylan as an emoji translator. Oof. Dylan what, as an emoji translator.
Roll up into the club? Yo, yeah. I am a fucking emoji translator. You show me your little yellow smiley face, I'll tell you exactly what that means.
You know what's funny? When you said that, you go, I'll roll up and I'll be like, I'm an emoji translator. I pictured like you coming in like TJ Miller. Like TJ Miller-esque, like announcing that.
Like on Silicon Valley?
Yes, exactly.
Like, listen, motherfucker, I'm an emoji translator.
Exactly, in that exact tone and stance and everything, yes.
That you need me to fix your fucking problem.
God, what was his name in that?
I don't remember.
Now I'm going to have to find out. But what were you going to say, what you thought I was going with it, Mike?
Oh, fuck. There's been this thing that's been floating around of Louis C.K. with, like, one of those things underneath his name. I don't even know if it was legit or somebody photoshopped it. And basically, it said comedian/masturbator.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it. I saw and that.
I was just like, I thought that's where you were headed with it initially when you just started describing. Yeah, and the guy has a thing under his name. And I was like, oh, is this going to be the Louis C.K. thing? But no, that I think emoji translator takes the cake. I don't know, funnier but sadder at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Of course, when you said, you really scared me when you said the caption first and you said 2017 has gone too fucking far. And I was like, oh fuck, who the hell died now?
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Well, shit, we might as well. I think we all died a little bit. I think we all died a little bit inside just finding out there's this thing called Emoji Translator.
I'm not shocked, honestly. I'm not shocked at its existence, though.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we all died a little inside in the third week of January.
It's Eric Bachman.
He's the Emoji Translator?
No. Ehrlich Bachman. No, TJ Miller's
character. Oh, Ehrlich Bachman. Yeah, that's his name. He had that ridiculous... It's a great name.
Such a fucking great name and legendary character, dude. I fucking... Oh,
my God. I need to catch up with the show.
Dude, him and Galvin Belson make that fucking show, man.
Who's the guy that's in charge of Hooli?
Yes.
He's really funny. You know what episode I watched? Like, I got kind of distracted and I stopped watching the show, but I'm going to get back into it. The episode where he's like, have you heard of Burger King? Did you know they do breakfast?
Oh, the goofy guy that got, Pied Piper going.
Did I miss what show you guys were talking about?
We're talking about the show Silicon Valley.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's on HBO Now or Go or whatever that is that we use. Check it out, dude. It's freaking hilarious.
It's really funny. Right. It's like a half hour show. You can watch like two episodes. Probably a whole season if you wanted to.
Yeah, dude, it's an easy watch too. I mean, super entertaining, easy watch. Highly recommended. Cool. And the chick that's in it too. Her real name's Amanda Crew. What's her name in the show?
Monica. I don't know.
Monica. She is super hot. But so back to the Louis C.K. thing. What did he do?
What did he do?
Well, that's the thing is all I've seen is like just a still shot of that. I don't know if it's legit or somebody photoshopped that shit or what.
No, supposedly he masturbated, but like where and what and how and like what's the context?
Oh God, I don't know. What's, I mean, obviously I, people like.
Well, okay, so I read. I'll relate it because Jim obviously is not going to read an article on the New York Times because Jim doesn't read.
If it's short, I'll read it.
It's not short.
Well.
But they, I mean, there's a whole expose came out about him. It was all the women talking about all like the creepy shit that he's done over the years. And then he came out and confirmed it. He said that he did all those things.
Okay.
Which was like he invited the girls back to his hotel room and they were just like drinking. And he's just like, hey, I'm going to masturbate now. And they're like, oh, that's not going to happen. And he's like, yeah. And he just pulled his dick out and he just started masturbating in front of them. And then like some other girl, he like went up to her and he just said, and here, this is the fucked up thing about this one. He goes, he's like, would you come back to my room? I want to masturbate in front of you. And she's like, no. And he just like looked at her and goes, I have a lot of issues. And that's such a fucking Louis thing to say, but like, that's a lot. Yeah. Basically he's a fucked up dude. And he totally used his privilege to just be like, I'm just going to fragrantly masturbate in front of all these women.
That's weird though. Like why?
I mean, he's a fucked up dude.
No, he's admittedly said that too, but
because it's also super hypocritical because like his whole a lot of his stand up was very like very openly like about sex and stuff, and he basically just contradicts himself so hard.
No, I'm finding out a lot of people anymore now are all these people that took a stance on something or whatever.
So this puts it
in a lot more context for me than just thinking like mass. It's like, I'm like thinking he went to the corner of Times Square and just started jerking off or something. But
no. It was like he like lured these women back to his hotel room, and a lot of them didn't say anything because they didn't know how to react, and for a lot of them it was like early in their careers, and they were worried about their careers and they didn't know how to react. And now, you know, but the thing is like all this shit has been talked about for at least the last 15 years. Like people have been talking about this for a long time. I think it's just now that there's a whole lot of other stuff that's obviously coming out from Hollywood that's why all this is just spilling out, you know?
Yeah.
No, the Harvey Weinstein thing was basically open the floodgates, which I mean, it's good. Like,
but here's the reality of the situation. Would you ask, you know, say you went out and you were at a bar and Becky's sitting there that night, would you ask Becky back to your place? And, you know, Right.
I wouldn't.
Even at a hotel. To me, a hotel room is personal.
I also don't think like that.
But a hotel room is personal. Think of it as your house. You know, the hotel, you know, granted, it's separate rooms that you rent for a short period of time, but think of it as your house. The hotel room is your bedroom. The hotel itself, or the lobby, or the public areas, is the rooms in your house. The open common area rooms is your house.
I feel like we're getting really hung up on the hotel room here.
Right, because I think, to me, asking somebody to your hotel room, it's like, what the fuck are you thinking? What do you think they're asking you?
Again, I mean, fair point. But, you know, like, I feel like we're not hitting the issue here.
No, the issue is the dude's a dick and he should have fucking never done anything like
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
If somebody wanted to, you know, go up and hang out in his room and he whipped his dick out, they should have just been like, whoa, not my intentions. I'm just going to kind of take off.
So here's the question, though, that I mean, I was kind of skimming through this article and I found this to be kind of fascinating is, you know, there's a movie that is coming out this week, right?
I know the release got canceled.
But it got released internationally. It got canceled internationally. It's apparently still coming out around here, as far as I know. Yeah. Or,
well, it was supposed to be like
domestically, I should say.
It was supposed to be a big premiere for it in New York, and they canceled it.
Oh, okay. It's scheduled to be released next week. It's called this week. It's called I Love You, Daddy.
Yeah, it's really bad timing.
And there's a character that pretends to masturbate at length in front of other people, and other characters appear to dismiss rumors of sexual predation. Or predation? Is that how you say that?
Predation.
Predation. So I know a lot of what he does and what he writes is art imitating life.
Mm-hmm.
This seems...
very close.
Yeah, incredibly so. I mean, man, it's so freaky, like, lately, like, just all these news stories coming out about all these different people. I mean, from, like, you mentioned Harvey Weinstein and...
Kevin Spacey,
and now this, and it's just... You gotta wonder, like, what goes on in these people's heads that's just kind of, like, the circuits are just wired differently.
I don't know.
Does success and money and all of this stuff kind of lead to different things? Or, what is it?
I think, first of all, I think we're all fucked up in our own way. But...
certainly.
I don't know. Maybe it's traveling or being on the road or you know, in and out of the personalities of different people.
It's being a fucking, just, like, gross, pig-headed asshole.
But, I mean, there's got to be something loose that in the first place. And I think that's what you're trying to get at, Mike, is, like, what draws that out? Like, and I don't know.
But I guess, Dylan, the point is like Jim says, is, like, you know, we all have, like, we're all kind of level, right? Like, where you might have, like, impulses, but you don't act on them, right? So, like, you're just kind of there, right? And you don't do anything, bad, you know, really, as far as, like, stuff like this, right? But maybe you have some things in your mind that you're like, oh, I really like that. But what leads these people to go down that path where they act on those impulses?
Well, and then constantly act on them, not just act on them.
But, right. Like, it's just keep acting on them, and they can't get... Well, I think it's probably a combination of a couple of things. One, I think it's a power trip. And I think it's probably... control. It's a control thing. And then another thing is there probably is, like, some unchecked, mental health issue that was, you know, never treated. I don't know. It could be literally anything. But I think a lot of it has to do is a lot. It's a power trip, and it's just, like, very dated views of how they look at other people. And I mean, you know, Kevin Spacey's a fucking pedophile.
Right, but I mean, do you think it's, like, with success they feel like they can get away with this shit?
And it only adds to it.
But they can get away with this stuff, though.
And I think getting away with it is the
because they can
rush.
Pay people off. They can. Right. They have the money. Like when Harvey Weinstein paid off Rose McGowan, he's just like, "I'll pay you off, and if you talk about this, I'll just destroy your career."
But I think that what you just said, though, getting away with it is the payoff and the huge rush, and like, I don't know, like you I don't know, like I watch what's the one show, Criminal Minds, which is about serial killers and how they start out and how it progresses into this, into this, into this, and it always grows. It's almost like the same pattern, but they're not serial killers to where, you know, maybe the dude just touched himself in a public setting and that aroused him, you know, like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to touch myself because, you know, I'm going to get away with that. And, you know, it grew into this, to this, to this, to this, to inviting somebody into his hotel room and whipping his dick out, you know, and then maybe that's the only way the dude can get off now, you know, it's escalated that far that, you know.
Yeah, but that's a problem.
Oh, very much. I'm saying this is a problem.
That's a fucking problem. You know, you shouldn't, like, there's something wrong with you if that's, you know, if that is your, if that's what's your life has gotten to, like, you need to, that needs to be addressed. It's not like, I'm horny. I'm just going to go into my bathroom and tug one out. No, like, that's fucked up. And then you, when you start, and then you start taking advantage of people,
right?
And obviously, in this case, it's all women. And what's, it's even more fucked up that he tried to do it to a woman who is, I think she was like, it's not even straight. He did it to a woman who's gay, and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like you said, it's almost like just going into a room by yourself alone into the bathroom of the hotel, tugging one out, wasn't cutting it anymore. So they just kept escalating and seeing how far they could take it and getting off on it.
Yeah, there's so much more to it than just that. But I do think a lot of it has to do with like power and control and.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about that. You know, in some way, stuff. Shape, or form. And it's like a what is not a utopia. I don't think metaphoric is the right word either, but it's almost
it's
like
crazy,
a high
man's utopia.
It's almost like a drug or a high to get away with it.
Yeah.
Which is probably the case of like maybe like, you know, like you said, like Harvey or something like that. Who knows? But, you know, like you even hit, you made a great point, Dylan, that nobody I've seen in any of the articles that I've read, or not about Lewis, just in general, you know, you made the comment that, you know, you don't know what the circumstances were or how things progressed or whatever. And you're 100% right. You don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I think like another one that I just read was, I mean, this is fucking crazy. I think it was like Richard Dreyfuss's son came out and said that somebody had, you know, possibly like molested him or something.
Yeah,
at a young
age. I saw a blurb on that too, but I didn't see what it was like, who said it was about.
Hang on, let me look it up. But then that got turned around.
Yeah, but like you mentioned Kevin Spacey, and I've always been a big Kevin Spacey fan, and I think me and you hit on it.
So have I.
And I think me and you even hit on a conversation. It might have been like you called me on the way home one day or whatever. If the dude did the stuff that they're saying or whatever, absolutely the dude should burn for it. I guess. You might know because you'll read the articles and stuff. If I see something's like 5 pages, I'm like, fuck this. Has anybody come forward other than that one person on Kevin Spacey?
Yes, more than one person has come forward about Spacey.
Yeah, and the other thing
that's the thing, is that multiple people have come out against these people.
Right, right.
It's not one. It's more than one. It's 5, 10, 15, I think.
But here's the problem with that too, is one, not for or against the victim or the accused, is, you know, when something happened 30 years ago, how do you prove it? And by your point, multiple people coming out. But in the case of like Bill Cosby, you had a couple people say that afterwards that, oh well, you know, I it never happened to me. And in fact, I can't remember what it was, and I think I sent it to you guys, and we might have hit on it on one of the pods, you know, say within the last like 5 or 6. That guy that I told you guys was put in jail for raping that girl, and she admitted, or he got out, and he confronted her or whatever and said, why'd you do this to me? You know, I didn't do it or whatever. And she said that she was afraid to tell her parents she wasn't a virgin or this or that, so she accused him of rape, and he recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly they brought her up on charges or whatever. You know, that's the other thing. I mean, granted, yes, if multiple people come out with the same story, and, you know, obviously there's got to be something behind it. The problem there I don't like is you can have people hopping on the bandwagon just making up some shit, especially for celebrities that did travel around. Not that I'm making excuses for them. But, like, this dude's instance where, you know, the girl made up the thing, and I know a lot of, and this is what we, I think, talked about, a lot of states are starting to look at the victimization of accused now, to where if they can prove without a reasonable, with no reasonable doubt or whatever how the definition of it is, that they were wrongly accused, that they can bring charges against their accuser now.
That's fine and good and all, but, you know, I do tend to, like, I don't know. Like, the way I see it is, this is a big deal. Oftentimes in, like, sexual assault cases, the victims don't say anything for years because they don't know how to, they don't know how to handle it at the time. It happens when they're young. It happens when they're at a vulnerable point in their life.
Oh, absolutely.
So they don't always know how to approach the situation the right way. And I would say that, yes, maybe it's a little bit odd that somebody says this and then somebody says that, but for one person to say something and then another person to say something and then another person to say something about this person, it's too much of a coincidence for it all to
I'm not talking about where they've got 20 people lined up with the same story in the, you know, in Hollywood or whatever. I'm just talking in general, like the, you know, just the normal everyday Joe. And it what sucks is there's so many crimes and so many things that happen that should be reported that probably aren't. And don't get me wrong, I feel bad for the people if they are wrongly accused, but it's like, you know, I think there should be some kind of safeguard that if you can prove that you have been wrongly accused, you should have some kind of recourse.
But that, well, they just have to prove that, you know?
Yeah, the burden of proof is on them for it. I don't know, the whole innocent till proven guilty isn't a reality anyway.
Oh, and the Cosby thing is fucking bullshit anyway, because they just, that he's going to fucking die before anything happens with that case. So that's bullshit anyway.
Well, I get, you know, statute of limitations and all that bullshit or whatever else, but, you know, like the stuff that's starting to come out about Hollywood, Louis C.K. or Kevin Spacey and all that stuff, absolutely, they should fucking be burned or held accountable for it. The part I didn't like about Cosby, and I don't know if you guys will agree or disagree, is some of these women were, were willing to deal with the torment that they had to deal with, I guess, as long as they were being paid off.
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting angle in that whole case.
And it's just, it's unfortunate because, I'm sorry, and again, I think we hit on this before too. If something wrong happens to me, I don't think there's any amount of money that's going to make me happy with it.
Yeah, but again, like I said before, we're talking from a very privileged perspective. So,
yeah.
You know, that might have been more money that person has ever seen in their life. I'm not saying what happened is good. I'm not saying what happened is right. It's not. But they might just be like, this is the only way that I'm making money. And it sucks that that's how they have to live their life.
Yeah, you don't know what they've walked through, you know, like, you know.
There's so many shades of gray. But, you know, at the same time, it's like when you do boil the things down to what they are, like, the Cosby case is disgusting. It's horrible. He should totally burn to hell. But the reality of it is they're just keeping him on, like, fucking life support somewhere. And he's going to die and nothing's going to – and then there will be nothing resolved from it.
Nothing is ever going to get resolved out of that.
Hey, I think Jimmy Page should be in fucking prison, but he's not going to go to prison.
Who's that? I'm sorry.
Jimmy Page from Zeppelin.
Oh, right.
He should be in fucking prison. I mean, really, like, think back to it. Like, how many horrible things you think Mick Jagger's done over the years? A pretty big tangent there. Anyway, long story short, I guess if we want to move on to something else, because now I cleared this up for Jim. Louis, you suck. a preliminary sergeant of me.
Oh. Yeah, it's absolutely deplorable what people try and get away with. I agree with you, Dylan.
But no. What I was going to say is I honestly thought, like, I saw pictures of the thing, of, like, the thing with comedian / masturbator, and I thought it was some sort of joke. I was like, that's pretty funny. And I just moved on. I didn't realize it was, like, a thing until the last, like, 30 minutes or so that we've been discussing this. I had no fucking idea what the hell was going on with that.
Well, no, I mean, and no offense to you, Mike, but I know that you generally are, like, pretty, like, you don't really watch the news. You don't. You're not.
Oh, no, I don't. But you know, I don't think a lot of people do. I think this day and age, I think social media is the news outlet for everybody. I mean, hell, you look at it. You look at, like, what the your local television news does via social media, or like the national news does via social media. That's where you get your news from. You don't get it from watching the 6 o'clock news anymore. So
no,
that I had no idea that this was the thing.
I get all mine from Facebook and Twitter.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
we do, but so, there's still a lot of people that watch it, which I absolutely hate the news.
Like, my grandmother still reads, you know, the paper and still watches the news.
Right, right. But I'm saying, like, myself, I mean, any news that I get, it's not from watching, you know, the local ABC affiliate, you know, at 6 o'clock. I mean, even the local stuff. I know what's going on in this town, but it's only because of, you know, what's posted on social medias. But it's their social media posts. It's not like, you know, hearsay or news, you know, that like a friend of mine is talking about. It's, you know, they're actually posting about it, and that's how they're getting their views and, you know, their articles and their videos and stuff like that viewed. I mean, there's probably far more people watching that shit than they're actually watching the show, you know, their broadcast now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But gosh, man, I mean, we've been going for a while here. I think maybe we should bring on some fun stuff, you know?
Oh, for sure. I was really curious about the CK thing because I had no idea what was going on, and it was my fault. I brought us down a rabbit hole.
No, it's not. But like, that's a good discussion to have. You know what I mean? You gotta know what's going on. So.
Yeah, most certainly. I mean, I'm far more aware now of it than what I was, you know, 30 minutes ago. I mean, so that's got to count for something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
See, now what would be really funny, Jim, is if, like, Mike goes out to dinner on Friday and he's with, like, a bunch of people. And he's like, oh, my God, guys, did you hear about this shit with Louis C.K.? And they're just like, yeah, Mike, we knew about that last Friday.
And they're like, yeah, we listened to that.
And then he's like, oh, well, I wanted to talk about it, but okay.
What would be even funnier is if they were like, yes, Mike, we did listen to that episode of Jim's BBQ Pod too.
No, they wouldn't have by then because you wouldn't have it out by then.
I don't even have an argument.
That's okay. I probably wouldn't have it edited by then.
I was gonna say, don't
fucking backtrack.
I was gonna say, on that note, what was the next segment?
Well,
lack of topics.
yeah, we were just like, we came into this episode like, oh, we're just gonna talk about Dylan's hike and like Thor, and Mike had a funny story maybe.
I had a couple things I wanted to run by you, but. It's funny, like, I was gonna kind of link it into the What Are You Drinking segment, but we're about 30 minutes past that.
We're way past that.
I know, that's the fucked up thing.
We're about 45 minutes past that.
Yeah, I know, and, you know, I gotta tell you about it, though, because Liz was outrightly concerned about maybe my health Saturday night.
This was after he found his wiener.
No, it was, I'm trying to think of what did I do Saturday? I went out with Sean and, we went out, we went to a couple of stores. I had to go to Home Depot, and then we hit up a couple of breweries, and then we came home. Sean hung out, we had dinner, and we watched some hockey and had a good time. And I'm sitting there on the couch. I think I was actually editing one of the episodes of the podcast. It was maybe, I don't know, 10:30 or so. And I pour myself a beer and I'm just sitting there and I'm drinking it. I'm editing the podcast. All of a sudden, you know what? No, I wasn't editing the podcast. I was playing like fucking Candy Crush or something on my tablet. All of a sudden, I'm drinking the beer, and I have the beer in my left hand, and for whatever reason...
I just drank the rest of it.
No. Dude, this is so fucking bizarre, but I just dumped it on myself. Like, the entire beer. It's like I lost, like, all control of my left hand, and I just dumped the entire fucking beer on myself.
In your living room?
Yes!
He had a mind... He had a mild stroke.
So wait. I'm trying to picture this because I've been in your living room.
Yeah.
So you're sitting in your chair.
I'm sitting on the couch.
Okay, sitting on the couch, and you've got the computer open.
I have my tablet up. And
he's,
I'm
probably
like,
got his, well, probably got, he's probably got his legs up.
I got my legs up on the, like, stretched out on the couch. I'm watching TV or whatever.
Okay. And you're just, you have this beer. Was it sitting in your hand already, or just?
I had it in my hand.
Okay.
And I took a sip of the beer. It was still in my hand. And I don't know what the fuck I did. The next thing I know, I had beer, like, dumped all over me, like.
But did you, like, literally lift it above your head and just tilt it and start pouring it?
Dude, it ran, like, from, like, my left shoulder down.
So, wait, no, like, it's not like you were drinking it and your hand jerked and you got it all over you.
No.
You, like, literally lifted it above where your mouth would have been, lifted it above your head where your hair is, and dumped it.
Yep.
Did you go to the fucking doctor?
No. No, I mean, it was just, all of a sudden, it just happened. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Dude, something like that just doesn't fucking all of a sudden happen.
I know, that's what Liz said, and I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck happened. All of a sudden, I'm just, like, soaked with beer, and I'm like, I smelled like fucking chocolate scotch ale.
I'm with Liz on this one, dude. You might want to fucking go get checked out and tell the doctor that story.
I don't even know what the fuck I did, dude.
Mike, wasn't there like this voice you used to where you used to be like, ah! Like, that's what I'm picturing you just be like, ah! Like your arm just spazzing out.
Were you aware you were doing it as you did it?
Well, when I felt cold, wet liquid running down me, yeah.
It's whoa, like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, involuntarily you did this.
Yeah. I know.
Dude, you really need to fucking go get checked out, man. You might have had a fucking mini stroke, like Dylan said.
I don't know. I played hockey last night. I was fine.
He's like, well, except for when I got conked in the head with that ball.
I mean, I remember going to play hockey, and then I was heading home. So I mean, it's all right.
Yeah.
You sure that fucking slap shot hit you in the shoulder?
Most definitely.
Dude, that's fucked up, man.
It is. It was totally fucked up. I don't even know what the hell happened.
I'm laughing, but it's out of shock.
I know.
Liz! Oh! What did you do?
I was like, I told her, I was like, you won't believe this. I just spilled a beer on myself.
That's insane. That's absolutely
was
ludicrous.
Was it slippery?
What?
Like was the glass wet?
No. I was sitting there just holding the glass, playing Candy Crush, and all of a sudden it just...
That's so
next
bizarre.
Thing I know, I was pouring the beer on myself. I don't know how else to say it.
That's just fucking weird.
Dude, that's not fucking normal.
I know.
That's coming from Jim.
Yes, dude, that's fucked up.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. If it happens again, you know, I can equate it, I can equate it, once. Maybe I'm holding the glass out and maybe I'm just, a little clumsy with the glass or whatever. If it happens multiple times,
well,
like
no,
I'm holding
you don't
the
fucking lift the glass above your head and dump it on your fucking coconut.
Well, no, I didn't dump it, like, over my head. It, like, I may have had it, like, where I was holding it, like, close to me. You know what I mean? Like, I was Dylan, you're holding a glass, and I had my other hand on my tablet. Maybe I just dumped it, I didn't realize it, and I just kind of tilted it the wrong way.
That's probably what he did. He probably loosened his grip on it a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, all right, because what you described and what I'm envisioning in my head is the fucking, like, a Bugs Bunny or a Flintstone cartoon where the dude sits down on the couch and it's
no,
all mechanical.
No, I literally didn't have the glass, like, 2 feet over my head and just dumped it over my head.
Yes, that's
no,
exactly
that's not what happened. I literally, like I said, I poured it, like, down, like, from, like, my left shoulder down myself. So, I mean, maybe I wasn't paying attention enough to me holding the glass. I was so focused on, like, playing Candy Crush or whatever the hell I was doing on my tablet. I can't remember. But maybe I was just focused on that and just suddenly realized, oh, shit, I'm pouring beer on myself.
Excuse me.
All right, I can buy that.
I mean, maybe, if it happened again, then I might be concerned. But, yeah, it was just, I'm equating it right now. I was just really incredibly fucking clumsy.
Wow.
It's yeah. So funny.
It is. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was funny. So basically, like, I was watching some show on Hulu or whatever, and the entire, like, right-hand side of the couch smelled like fucking... The beer smelled like a Tootsie Roll, so the entire beer smelled like an alcoholic Tootsie Roll over on the right-hand side. And I woke up the next morning, and I sat down there. It was finally dry, like, literally the next morning. I'm like, man, it still smells like an alcoholic Tootsie Roll over here.
Cotton candy, sweet as gold. Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, so... you know, that's... That was my what are you drinking addendum story. 45 minutes to an hour later.
So, Mike, what are you drinking?
Well, I'm
get
done.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm done drinking the gingerbread stout that I so enjoyed. I killed that bottle.
That I'm was kind of interested in that gingerbread stout. I might have to swing by and see if there's any kind of something similar.
That was a, I think it was a 22-ounce bottle. Or no, it was a one pint 9.4-ounce bottle. Hmm. What is it? It's 25 ounces, isn't it, Dylan?
I'm not sure.
A pint is 16, right? And 16 and 9 is 25.
Yes.
That was a 9.4% too.
Mm.
Yeah. That's going to be a tough one for you to find, Jim, because I don't know if they get distribution out in your neck of the woods.
I mean, in general, I'm just interested in the whole concept, like, of a gingerbread beer.
Yeah, it's really fucking good. So, Dylan, you brought this up a couple of times. I know you had an adventure over the weekend. Why don't we get into that? What in the world did you do?
You went biking?
I went hiking.
Oh,
kind of. Not really. Like, we went up to Sarah and I went up to Bear Mountain, which is part of Harriman State Park in the state of New York. About an hour from where I live.
A little road trip with Sarah, huh?
Yeah, we just wanted to get out of New York for a little while since, you know, every weekend we spend in Brooklyn, and we just needed to get away from the city and, you know, see the fall foliage.
Yeah.
Among some other, like, odd things. So, at Bear Mountain, they have a little, like, zoo area where they have a bunch of animals, and most of them are in, like, rehabilitation. Like, they have, you know, like hawks and eagles with bad wings, and they have a fox that's missing a leg and stuff like that. So, but the other thing is, like, throughout, you know, the along the trail and in the exhibits themselves and, like, the little museums they have for, like, the history and the geology of, you know, that area of New York, they have these little signs. And some of them just really caught Sarah and I's attention and really kind of captivated our interest in them, because some of them were just really bizarre. And, well, this one, I'm going to share them with you.
And we'll post those, like, when we post the episode on the Facebook page, we'll post these pictures episode link.
Yeah, so this first one that I'm sending to you guys, it's not really that weird, but you'll probably just think it's funny because it's kind of like one of our buddies. I'd appreciate it if you looked at it, Jim.
One sec. I got to send Chad something.
Oh,
funny that you mentioned Chad.
What? Chad Bush. That's awesome.
Oh, it gets better.
Okay.
Now, I posted this one on Facebook the other day because I posted it on my Instagram, but this one also captivated our attention. Very meme-like.
Did you say mean or meme?
Meme.
The why?
It's just the placement of it is just bizarre because it's a picture of an eagle.
Yeah.
And I understand what they're talking about. It's about, like, species going extinct, but it just looks very, like, very odd and questioning.
I was going to say it's very ominous.
What's above him?
It's like some text.
No, above his wings.
That's very odd looking. It looks like he's got like a jetpack or something.
I think that little line is like a I think it's a rip in the painting.
No, above that. Like, or to the left of it.
It's like a big sign.
It looks kind of weird.
Yeah, it looks very weird. Yeah. Here, let me circle it. Okay, what's that?
Actually, I was going to even say the thing just below that, Jim.
I think that's, like, just a part of the painting. Actually, that, like, weird thing, that's, like, you can kind of see, like, two dark lines. I believe that's a reflection of my hand holding my phone.
Right, but it looks like there's, like, a tower behind them, but it's just floating in the air. There's no base.
That looks like part of the painting, Dylan. It doesn't look like...
What, that line? Are you talking about that line, Jim?
No, that whole thing that I have circled in the middle of that circle.
It's just like a weird reflection. I don't know. Or the painting's just fucking old. I don't know. The zoo is pretty old, so.
Okay. I think this is what you're talking about, Mike. I'll circle it in blue. You're talking about that, like the jetpack thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that coupled with what you circled, I can't figure what that is.
I think that the part that you're like looking
at... That's just part of his wing.
Yeah, I think that's part of the wing, but it's very odd looking.
It is. It might be just the perspective of us seeing him, like, in the picture that we, you know, that's been presented to us.
Yeah. Oh my God, I just, Jim, I just, opening up that picture opened up all the pictures on like a little scroll bar beneath, and that gif you send us just popped up.
Oh, nice.
All right, so this next one, just read the description of this, see if this will. So here's some more pictures. Somebody read this out loud. That isn't me.
Red oak, a super strong wood used for heavy construction, flooring, and charcoal. Just standing here, it has the look of strength.
That last line cracked us up.
Yeah, I kind of stumbled me for a second, too.
You know, because it's just such a weird sentence, right?
Yeah, yes. Like, the rest of it sounds, it flows okay, and then you're like, what?
All right. And here's another one. This is the three-legged fox, but what's funny is just kind of... And I've seen these before, but it's still struck me as funny.
Don't feed her annoy. Dude, that should be a shirt I wear every day.
Wait, no, Jim gets cranky if he doesn't eat.
Don't make him angry.
All right. Here's this one. Someone else read this.
The gray birch. Why is this tree leaning? Was it bent by ice storms? Or is it seeking sunshine under taller trees? Maybe both!
And there's no trees near it.
No, the white birch is like right behind it.
Oh.
It's like these signs are way too excited about what they're presenting.
It's like what would you call somebody that studies not the zoologist, who's the person that studies like agriculture and stuff? Agriculturalist?
No.
It's like somebody like that from the 1940s wrote all these.
A botanist.
Yeah, there you go. It's like a botanist that was really excited about it wrote all these.
Do you guys see this one?
Chompy the Beaver is on winter vacation. See you in the spring.
Really? I just like the... I love that the fact his name is Chompy. Like, isn't that just kind of like the most generic name you could think of for a beaver?
Like, everybody walks through and just goes, ah, his name is Chompy. That's so funny.
Alright, here's one that pertains to me.
Leave it to New York State for being so fucking lazy with names like that.
Okay, but this one cracks me up for a few reasons.
Well, that it closes at 420.
Now, okay, a minute. Now,
and that the building capacity is only 50?
Now, no, the closing time. Like, why that time? Why that specific time?
Because
why
the not? Dude's going to go out and smoke pot. He's worked there for the last 40 years.
It's just so funny. Like,
okay, so here's the thought process. Is the guy was making the sign. He had all the stencils out, and he realized that he was missing the 3 to make it 4:30. So he just put the number that he had, which was a 2.
Or it's an upside, dude was stoned when he did it and thought it'd be funny.
Or it's an upside down 5 and it's supposed to say 4:50.
That could be.
All right, last one. Now you guys tell me what you think that is in the background, and you'll probably understand why we think that this sign is so funny.
Well, it's a snake.
Trousers that's snake? Not just a snake. That's a rattlesnake, and it's probably about 4 or 5 feet long.
What would you do if it broke?
In reference to the glass.
Probably nothing, because like, it's not like the snake's going to come out running at you.
I know, but it's just such a weirdly ominous thing. It's like, what would you do if this glass broke?
I'm just picturing, like, they're, like, expecting, like, people to have, like, further discussion on the way through the rest of this whole excursion.
Like, I don't know what
I don't know. Do. What would you do? I don't know. Oh, no, Jim. The glass broke. The snake is coming after us.
The trouser snake?
Oh, the trouser snake. So you guys had a pretty fun time, eh?
Yeah, we did. We had a good time. It was cold, but it was a good day.
Jim, and that's precisely the reason why we didn't hear from him.
Yep.
Well, also the fact that I had to get a new phone, which if we want to touch on that. By the way, Jim, my new phone is the 8 Plus.
Oh, nice.
I like it so far.
So why'd you have to get a new phone?
Because I dropped my other phone in the toilet on Friday night when I was at the bar.
I've heard that story so many times. I'm sure Jim has too. So that'll teach you. You were probably you're probably busy messaging with Sarah when you dropped it in the toilet.
I don't know. I'm gonna check the times when that was. I may have gotten a notification from somebody.
Sarah.
Jim's BBQ.
Mm.
Let's see. What was that? Was it the 10th?
Speaking.
It was very well after that.
Speaking of Jim's BBQ, you know, today was a bit of an anniversary in the lore of this illustrious podcast.
Yes.
Yes, it was the day that Jim sprayed barbecue sauce all over the place. And yes, our name and our logo and everything.
Today started it all.
Yeah.
You know, if that weekend hadn't happened, this probably wouldn't have come together, you know?
Probably not. Probably not. And it was weird how the weekend came together, but hey, you know what?
So what's whatever happens, happens. What I think is most interesting about that whole weekend. With the exception of like maybe like one person, is that I think everybody that was there has returned to be on the podcast, with the exception of one person.
Who's that?
Dave Mater.
No, you're wrong.
He's only returned once. Everyone else has been on multiple times.
Oh, I mean. Dylan, I didn't realize that you were just saying like people that had only been on the podcast once. I just thought you meant like in general.
No, because like Liz has been on multiple times. Paul's been on multiple times.
Right.
Dave has not.
Well, that may have been for good reason, huh?
Exactly. That's what I'm hinting at.
Yeah.
Watch. This is going to be the only episode he listens to. He's like, what do you mean I'm not allowed back on the podcast?
You were just too drunk, Dave, for your own good.
Although, if he did say that, I would say, hey, Dave, we never said you couldn't come back on the podcast.
It was just our lawyers advised not to have you back on.
You know, I obviously don't drink beers as quick as you guys do.
Yeah.
But the taste of this thing has completely changed because it was in the fridge. Like, from when it was cold till now.
It's changed as it's gotten warmer?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's gotten better. Huh. But I don't like stouts cold anyway, so.
Well, you shouldn't.
I know, unless you're Sean.
Sean Priori?
Yeah, he fridges his stouts.
Well, I do too, but I mean, I'll let them warm up.
I think your brother was the first one that told me that, you know, like the kind of, you know, chilled but not cold.
Right. I mean, like the one I had tonight, I mean, I let that sucker warm, you know, before I really started drinking it.
Yeah.
It'd all be better if we had like a podcast studio that we all were in together, right?
You go under. One of us gets rich first.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm banking on Dylan because I'm kind of spent.
Yeah.
I gotta pick up that career as a emoji translator.
Just gonna say. Needed to work on that, Dylan.
Yep.
All right, I'll get on it.
I don't know, though. Me and Quigley are talking about trying to, you know, one of these days maybe making making our first million with Grindr Jersey. So who knows?
You need a copywriter for that?
Eventually, probably.
All right. Well, you know, keep me in mind.
Yeah, if you don't know one, let me know.
Get me rich. You're going to need an emoji translator, obviously.
Sweet. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but if you know a copywriter, let me know.
All right, I'll hook you up.
That's cool. I mean, if
Sarah might need a job eventually, right?
Wow. I mean, I really need a social media coordinator.
You need a social?
Social media person.
Well, yeah, I shouldn't do it because I can't barely do the one for this fucking site.
Nice.
I'll take care of that, Jim, for you.
There you go. All right.
No, dude, that's... No, you don't need that extra work, Mike.
Well, everybody, that wraps up another amazing week of Jim's BBQ Pod. Remember to go out and like us on all your favorite social media outlets at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. Instagram.com.
Follow at JimsBBQPod.
Twitter.
Also, at JimsBBQPod.
The website.
www.jimsbbqpod.com.
Our email.
JimsBBQPod at Jim. Say email again.
Our email.
JimsBBQPod at gmail.com.
And where else can they get the podcast from, Dylan?
Well, they can also go on over to iTunes and please rate, review, and subscribe. Much to Jim's chagrin. Boulevard.
Nice.
Fucking Boulevard.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you for visiting Jim's BBQ Pod, where we don't serve fish, but you can get in Mike's pants and get them from his rain. That didn't sound good.
Get it from his what?
His rain.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. That
doesn't make a fucking lick of sense. I kind of want to just leave it just because it made no sense.
Wait. Okay. Thank you for visiting Jim's BBQ Pod. Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ Pod, where you can always get into Mike's pants. Fuck, I fucked it up. Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ Pod, where you can always get into Mike's rain pants and find our meat.
Wait, what about this? Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where you can always get into Mike's rain pants and they're always wet.
I like that one.
All right, good night.
Oh, goodbye, everybody out there in podcast land. This is Mike. Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Did you see Mike says he hates us both?
No.
He sent us a message.
Hold on a second. I got to yell for Liz.
Liz?
Hey, Liz.
Look at this. Liz.
She's like, what? Leave me alone.
It's like, Mike, it's your special pod time. Go do that.
I don't want to talk to them.
I just got to show her.
That's all. Oh, maybe she don't want to see
Jim, him. He just found his penis after 6 months.
You found your rain pants. Where were they?
In the suitcase.
He keeps his penis in a suitcase?
Oh my god. You've got to be shitting me.
Let's see how upset he is, dude.
Dude, you don't understand. I tore apart this room like 4 times looking for these fucking things.
Liz? Liz!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God, listen to all that racket.
It's almost like a scraping plate.
I know.
You don't know how pissed I am right now.
How pissed are you, Mike?
I am so pissed.
What were you looking for?
He's gonna tell us.
Oh, okay. So,
I mean, I could tell you the story on the podcast if you want. I mean, it's not anything major, but... I'm just trying to clean up now. All this stuff like collapsed in this room.
He found it, and now he's trying to clean up after it.
Yeah.
It okay, so, you know, Sean and I, we go camping a couple times a year, right? And I'm trying to think of when it was. About 5 years ago, we ended up at a music festival, and it just poured. And Dylan, while a regular sized rain poncho will fit someone as dainty as you,
dainty,
they don't do much for myself or somebody of Sean's size. They're supposed to be longer, right? They're supposed to, you know, cover you almost head to toe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. They cover, like, head to, like, waist on someone like myself or Sean.
Nice.
Okay.
It's a music festival, and it rained, like, one of the days, like, the entire day. So, after that festival, we saw, like, what other people had as far as rain gear goes, and we went out and we bought some. Like, I have like a heavy duty rain jacket, and there's these like almost like rain slicker type pants. You almost end up looking like the guy from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
All right. So fast forward to, and you know, I bring them out every year and I put them in my camping gear and take them camping with me, and end of story. So fast forward to July, and I was getting all that stuff ready to go for the camping trip that we took up to Vermont, and I couldn't find the rain pants. I couldn't find those pants. Like, I tore apart my den where all my clothes are and everything, like, 4 times and could not find them.
The podcasting den?
Yes, the podcasting den. So it was really frustrating. I even called Sean to see if maybe somehow they ended up in his stuff. Because the last time, the year prior when we had gone camping, like last year, the last time we went, we ended up like packing the van up in a hurry because we got caught in yet another rainstorm. And it was like the morning of like when we were supposed to be leaving. So we hurried up and packed everything up. And I thought maybe the stuff just got kind of combined with his stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have them either. And he, you know, he looked all over the place in his house. So, long story short, I happened to see a suitcase that was, like, fallen over. And I went and I tried to grab it. And there, you know, Jim, how, like, you might have, like, the smaller suitcase inside the big one.
Yeah.
I go out and I grab the big suitcase. And I didn't realize, but it was open. And the smaller suitcase inside falls out, and underneath that smaller suitcase were the ring pants.
Nice.
Yeah. That I'd been looking for like the last 5 months. So that's why I was fucking, I don't know, thrilled, but pissed at myself at the same time.
Nice. You can tell you're irritated because you're talking normal.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the fantasy hockey league?
We can.
Just saying.
Oh, give like a little update of it?
I'm just saying we could.
I think I know why you want to.
I have no idea why.
Well, I think somebody's up at the top of the standings and wants to
brag a little.
Brag a little. Wants I've to be only, a little braggadocious.
I've only lost one and fucked was I pissed.
Oh, wow.
Fucking Sterling
beat
me.
You know, I remember when Jim used to not even I didn't want to do that. I remember when Jim just did not even set his lines.
This one's fun, though.
That's true. I really don't care. I know I'm doing horrible, but I really don't give a shit.
Oh, you're only one place beneath me.
Yeah, everybody's still pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm doing really bad in the other one.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tight, I mean, as far as the standings go. Although, Jim's got a pretty big lead on the rest of us. You're almost 10 points up on second place.
Yeah, I know.
You're doing well this year, Jim.
Every dog has a day.
Yeah.
I've been having fun with it, watching stuff, looking at players that are out there and available. I still think that you called it, too. I think the biggest pickup I got was Stamkos. I think he's actually ranked second now, isn't he? Yeah.
I don't know. What, like in points or whatever?
Yeah.
Is Kessel ahead of him?
I don't know. I don't have Kessel. I can't tell.
I have Kessel. Oh, Kessel's ranked third.
Hmm.
Yeah, let's do it.
I wonder who first is.
I don't know.
No, it isn't Crosby.
So you want to talk about that, huh?
Yeah, we can mention it. Hello, everybody. Oh, you just ruined my flow. I can't do it now.
Wow.
Stamkos is first.
Wow, it's because he wants to talk about the fucking hockey now.
Yes. Is he really? It says he's second on mine.
Maybe it's like fantasy point-wise he's second.
Oh, maybe.
There could be other things that play into that. I don't know. I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't mean to...
I think he actually wants to do the intro, Jim. That's why he was...
Oh, well, go for it.
No. Stamkos is first in points in the league.
Hmm.
But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump on you.
We could work out some kind of trade, you know, for like 8 players.